your bank account isn't empty because you don't have enough, but because you give too much. And what if no one ever taught you how to receive money? Today, I want to take you into a topic that's deeply alive for me right now. Wealth consciousness, the awareness of abundance, of receiving, of energetic wealth. Why now? Because my company is growing. We're hiring new team members. We're stepping into bigger financial commitments. We are investing, not just money, but also energy and trust and a lot of courage. And with this growth, old beliefs around money are surfacing again. And maybe you also carry stories about wealth. Can you, for example, easily say, I love money? Or does that feel uncomfortable? I grew up as a pastor's daughter, and in case you're wondering, yes, a Protestant pastor's daughter, not a Catholic. I get asked that a lot, actually. And my family being rich was considered something negative. Money was only there to help others. After all, there are so many people in need. Wealthy people were seen as selfish. There was a saying in our house, if you have a lot, you can give a lot. My father donated almost everything, and we children felt the consequences. No brand clothes, no branded sneakers, just the basic ones from the cheapest store. In the 80s, that wasn't exactly cool. Growing up in a tiny village of 900 people in a region where handball was like a religion, I was bullied because of my sneakers, often. And that bullying only deepened my belief. Rich people are selfish. They only care about themselves. Maybe they're even bad people. So to say, good, I learned if money comes in, it has to go out fast. Otherwise, I might become one of them. Later, I became a student of Tony Robbins, a brilliant mentor. But his famous quote, "The meaning of living is giving," reinforced my childhood narrative. You're only a good person if you give. Receiving is selfish. So I gave and I gave and gave and I gave until we had to give up our own home. We paid team members a percentage of gross income out of pure idealism and probably also out of the fear that otherwise we wouldn't be good people. As founders, we lost money on every single booking. The amount of free courses and free content I created, I lost count. And no, just to be clear, giving everything for free doesn't bring you any love or appreciation. It brings you people who take. And why wouldn't they? Because I believed giving equals worthiness. The meaning of living is giving. But I had no idea how to hold abundance. Now, don't get me wrong. The meaning of living is giving is a beautiful mission statement for Tony and for many others. But for me, it led straight to burnout, to real financial struggles. I gave so much that in the end, there was nothing left. And I still remember a journaling exercise from a mastermind I once did. Draw yourself and money as animals. I drew myself as a dog and money as a flock of birds. And what did the dog do? He barked at the money. He chased it away. He scared it off because deep down, I believed if I keep it, I'm selfish. If I have money, I'm a bad person. Today, that's different. Thank God. I've learned that I'm the most important person in my life and that it's okay to think that. I've learned that I don't need to give everything to be liked, and not everyone has to like me anyway. I've learned I can have money in my account and still be a good human being. My first look in the morning now goes to my bank account. I do a little ritual. I light a candle, I play soft music, and create a sacred moment. I tell myself I am allowed to keep money. I am allowed to receive money. I am allowed to grow money. I am lovable, even if I don't give everything away. And I'm allowed to expand. My company is allowed to grow. I am allowed to become the first millionaire in my family. Wealth consciousness means I recognize myself as a source of abundance, not as a victim, not as a martyr, but as a conscious creator. I enter the space of receiving, of peace with what is, of knowing that I can shift everything at any given moment. Let's take a moment to look at your own money story. Reflection. What childhood or past experiences taught you to associate money with struggle, with shame, guilt, or scarcity? What was that in your home? Did you ever feel ashamed for not having something or for having more than others? Take your time with this question. It goes deep. Maybe light a candle, spray your favorite perfume, or put on soft music and drop in. And when you're ready, ask you another question. What new story do I want to tell myself about money starting today? My new story is I'm allowed to have lots of money in my bank account and still be a loving, kind human being. I whisper this to myself before every expense. And you know what? That mindset has allowed our company to grow. We've just hired our second team member, plus freelancers who now support us behind the scenes. Your wealth consciousness isn't a final destination. It's a path, a living, breathing awareness that evolves with you, with every decision, every investment, every leap you take. On this channel, I share personal stories and spiritual insights about living your purpose and building an abundant, soul-led life. If you long to live your own truth, to grow, expand, and step into your authentic self, then subscribe to this channel. Here, you'll find awakening tools in abundance. And if this resonated with you, I'd love to hear from you. What's the most defining sentence you ever heard about money? Leave it in the comments. I'll read it, everyone, and I reply personally. Love from soul to soul, Annie.